Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Welcome back, friends, to a new installment of the Retro Radio Memories podcast. This go-around, we have an offering that was actually requested. The old-time radio show series entitled Bring 'Em Back Alive, an exaggerated series of exploits by real-life big game hunter and trapper Frank Bring 'Em Back Alive Buck, a celebrated adventurer as well as co-author, actor, director, and even film producer. In all honesty, I wasn't aware that Frank Buck was a real person. To clarify that, as I have written about just recently over on The Retroist, the Frank Buck I was familiar with was played by Bruce Boxleitner of Tron and Scarecrow and Mrs. King fame. In CBS's short-lived 1982 adventure TV show, also entitled Bring 'Em Back Alive. Lasted more than a single season, but no one can say the 1982 TV show didn't have an amazing score. It was thanks to an earlier Retroist post concerning Ben Cooper Halloween costumes that I found out the 1982 show was based on a book of the same name, originally published back in 1930. Furthermore, the popularity from the book meant Buck was in high demand for lectures, appearances at the Barnum and Bailey Circus, co-authoring more books, and even appearing in matinee serials and films, which is how NBC ended up airing a radio series beginning in October 2 December in 1932. It was, in fact, to promote the Bring 'Em Back Alive feature film. Although, for some reason, they did not cast the real Frank Buck to provide his own voice in the old-time radio show. I thought that was rather odd, as RKO was totally fine with him starring and acting in films and serials. I suppose, though, it might have been a case that he was actually out of the country at the time, securing more animals for zoos and such. Frank Buck, from what I've been able to find out, did dabble early on in big game hunting, but then it seems like he realized there was real money to be had in capturing elusive animals, safely and humanely, for many zoos across the world, which is how he earned his nickname. In our offering today, we have an episode entitled Giant Jungle Man, a thrilling jungle tale featuring Frank Buck and his friend and aide, Ali, who have to head to Sumatra and attempt to capture an orangutan. Can Frank and Ali track the orangutan and safely bring it back? Let's find out together on Retro Radio Memories with Bring 'Em Back Alive.
Beady eyes flashing with hatred, great teeth gnashing with rage, powerful fingers flexing, eager to crush out life. The huge ape glared down at us from the great durian tree. How were we to dislodge him from his perch and bring him back alive? That is the story of Giant Jungle Man.
From the tangled wilds of Borneo, from the mystic mountains of Tibet, from the fierce jungles of Malaya, Bring 'Em Back Alive. RKO Radio Pictures presents Bring 'Em Back Alive. Filmed in the depths of the Malayan jungle, the only wild animal picture which can never be duplicated, Frank Buck's original Bring 'Em Back Alive is authentic, thrilling, packed with action and suspense. The dramatic story of the jungle, the land of the short shadows, where survival of the fittest is the law of life. See Frank Buck in Bring 'Em Back Alive. And now, for the first time on the air, RKO presents The Jungle Adventures of Frank Buck.
The jungles of Sumatra, where I went on an expedition shortly after filming the motion picture Bring 'Em Back Alive, are as thick and dark and beautiful as any in the world. The trees are huge, giant durians towering a full 200 feet in the air, matted with vines and creepers, make a complete roof over your head, and in places blot out entirely the sun and the sky, the breeze, so that you struggle through a hot, dim, perpetual twilight, and you feel that the rest of the world does not exist, that there is only the jungle. And it was to Sumatra that I went seeking to capture a giant orangutan. Majestic and savage, the orangutan is a member of the anthropoid ape family. He is built like a man, except that he has shorter legs and longer arms, that he has man's dignity, and sometimes more than some men's sense. I compare him to man because that is how the Batiks, the natives, think of him. In their language, orang means man, and utan means jungle. So orangutan means man of the jungle. And sometimes they add the word bizarre, meaning huge, enormous. My jungle man was indeed bizarre. He was the largest orangutan ever captured alive. When I told Ali, my number one boy, why we were going to Sumatra, he was full of objection.
Young orangutan, we catch plenty. Get plenty from Batik or Dayak. Big orang no can catch. Big orang kill man. Why not get young orang? Wait for him to grow big.
I'm afraid that wouldn't work, Ali. I need a full-grown orang for an exhibition next year.
Orang live only in Sumatra or Borneo.
Mm-hmm.
White man law say no can take big orang away.
Well, we'll go to Sumatra. I think I can make arrangements, sir. But when the necessary permission came through, we motored to the edge of the jungle, then followed jungle trails to a Batik village where I had dealt with the Bangula, the headman, on other animal hunting expeditions. Ali held a palaver with the Batik leader and returned to report.
Tuan, Bangula say me as bizarre, big orang in this forest.
He sure it's a big one?
He say me as so big, tree shakes when he climb. So big he darken sky when he swing through treetops.
All right, tell the Bangula we'll make camp here. Tell him to get his scouts on the trail of this Mias Bizarre, and when they find him, I'll see what he looks like.
Bangula say Mias look like giant. Very fierce, very strong. Snap neck of men like bamboo. Break back like dry stick.
Bangula is just building up for a better payoff. Tell Bangula I pay his scouts the usual amount.
Bangula say orang very dangerous.
Tell him I'll pay his men a bonus if the orang is full grown.
I tell.
Good.
But Bangula say must be careful. Already orang killed two men. Bangula say hunting orang like hunting death.
Like hunting death. Yes, if a giant orangutan closes his huge fingers about a man, draws him close, sinks those sharp canine teeth, sharper and stronger than any tiger's teeth, it means death. Hunting an orangutan was hunting danger. But you don't have to hunt danger in the jungle. Danger hunts you. And while the Bangula dispatched his scouts in search of the orangutan, Ali and I set up our jungle camp. Next morning...
Mias! Mias, Bizarre! Tuan! Tuan! Batik say have found big orang!
So soon?
Find him in jungle.
How far away?
Say Tiga Makinsari.
Three chews of beetle not away, eh? 3 or 4 miles. Well, we better get going if you want to get there before dark.
Yes, come quick. Now we catch giant jungle man.
Vines tangle the jungle growth. Ali and the Batiks chopped our way with parangs, strong jungle knives. And the trees arched overhead, shutting off the sun. The air was heavy, humid. Myriad insects and flies swarmed about our faces. Leeches clung to the damp underbrush, attached themselves to our skin. Orchids bloomed and rotted in the tree forks. And all about us, the voices of the jungle chattered and hummed and cried. Silent only when death walked.
Tuan, better we rest some, huh?
How much farther, Ali?
Not far, but orang keep moving on. Batiks trail him.
We plugged on. Sweat beaded our faces. Drenched our clothes. We fought our way through slime and muck. While up ahead, our quarry swung along lightly in the cool treetops. At last, we heard the voices of the scouts, and finally, we came out into a wooded area where the undergrowth was not so thick. The Batiks were surrounding a giant durian tree, and high in its branches, the orangutan perched, staring at the queer creatures on the ground, as men stare at animals in a zoo. Eyes bright in a wide, flat face like black leather. sandy reddish hair dripping from his long arms like Spanish moss from a southern oak. Nias Bizar, enormous jungle man. So big the trees shook when he moved.
Big, you see, Tuan? Big like house.
Yes, he's big, all right. It's a good thing we made that cage as big as we did.
Cage big enough, but get Arang in cage. That's big job, too.
Yeah, this is a good spot to try. The other trees around him are small. Look, tell Pangula to get his men to surround that tree. Keep the Arang where he is.
How keep him in tree when men on ground? Nias jump from tree to tree, make road in tree top.
Well, we'll just remove that road. Surround the tree, drive him up higher. Then get axes and cut down the other trees. Clear a space around that durian so he'll have to come down if he tries to get away.
Leave Mias in tree like men on desert island.
Mm-hmm.
Angula! Angula, keep Mias in tree! Get axes! We catch Mias Bizar! Tuan all finished. Tree all clear now.
Good. Now get that net in place and give him the rifle.
Rifle?
Mm-hmm.
You shoot Bigarang?
No, no. You remember the stunt I used with that leopard we caught last year?
Yes, remember. Kuching in tree.
Yeah. We shot the limb out from under him and he fell in the net.
You think can do same with Nias?
Well, we can try anyway.
Kongora! Come in with net! Get on the tree!
The Batik's unreluctant feet brought the heavy rope mesh net under the tree. High in the durian, the fierce eyes of the orangutan were calm and curious and a little contemptuous. But the eyes of the Batiks were anything but calm. They showed white with fear as trembling hands supported the net. Ali handed me my rifle.
Limb not too big. Not take too many shots.
Three or four should do it if I place them right.
Good. Two on hit limb, first time.
Now one a little farther down.
Hit again. Oh, Mias not like. Move farther out on limb.
So much the better. The farther out he gets, the sooner his weight will break the limb.
Limb cracking. Limb falling. Oh, it's no good. Limb fall, but Mias jump, see? Mias jump to another limb. Oh, it's no use to one. Not catch Mias that way.
No, Ollie. No, I guess all we can do is wait till he gets hungry and thirsty enough to come down.
Not catch him in trap on ground.
No.
If he come down, he run for jungle.
Well, we'll have the Batiks keep the net ready. When he comes down, they can throw it over him, tangle him in it, and shove him in the cage, nut and all.
Well, Batik not like tangle orang. Batik afraid.
Tell the Pangulu if they catch him in the net, I'll double the bonus.
They can try. Orang maybe not like tangle net. Maybe orang tangle us.
5 days I spent in a jungle lean-to. 5 days while the tropic sun drew clouds of steam from the damp earth in the clearing. Earth that had, until we cleared the trees, not felt the sun since the world was young. And 5 nights while the insects hummed and bit and drove sleep away. Leaves for a roof, earth for a bed, and the open jungle for walls. But we had food and water. And on his perch in the durian tree, the jungle man had neither. And as the time passed, the rage in his eyes was fire. Sooner or later, he'd have to come down. Then my boys would capture him in a net. Or so I thought.
Tuan, Orang start down tree.
Pangulu, get those boys up there with a net. Now, if they can roll him in that net, we'll have him.
Yes, almost to ground now.
Come on, Ollie. Come on.
There he come.
Yeah. All right. Watch out for him. All right.
Get the net over him quick. Come on, get the net over him. He throw Batik 20 feet.
Yeah.
Orang, go back up three. Tuan. Tuan, where are you?
Help me out of this, Ollie. That confounded ape wrapped me up in the net.
High up in the durian tree, the jungle man leered down at us. At the edge of the clearing, the scared white eyeballs of the Batik surveyed the scene. Since the orang had thrown one of them through the air, broken his neck, I'd never get the natives to try the net again. There was only one thing to do, set the trap with its heavy log door in a crotch in the tree. So we attached ropes to the corners, threw them over limbs of the durian, and the natives hauled away.
Ali climb tree, guide trap.
I'll keep the orang covered with my rifle in case he starts for you, Ali.
If Mias start for Ali, shoot for Mias, not for tree limb. Ali not want to fly yet.
All right, don't worry. You better get going. Pangulu, easy now. Let Ali untangle that rope.
Rope loose, pull again. Mias tear off limb, throw at me.
Stay where you are, Ali. I'll put a stop to that. All right, Ali. I fired close to him. He's going higher. Pull away on those ropes, Pangula.
Tuan! Tuan!
Here is good place to pass the trap.
Hold it, Pangula.
Watch me as he's coming down.
All right, he's going back again, Ollie.
All right, trap fixed. Put nice piece on. Nice banana, lots of banana inside. It's all fixed. Ollie, come down now.
From his perch high above us, the giant jungle man peered down. His brow wrinkled like a pawnbroker calculating a sale. He was suspicious, but he was hungry, too.
Pangolo, get those men back out of the clearing.
Hidaka pia, pia ni!
The natives drew back. I watched the giant orang. Ollie crouched near me.
Tuan, look, he come.
Slowly, slowly, the giant anthropoid eased down the tree. Nearer, nearer he approached the trap. One hand reached out. Touched the cage, drew back.
Look, he tried to catch food.
Yeah, you put it back where he can't reach it, didn't you?
Ada, yes. We back, have to go in. Yep. Oh, Mios, plenty gila, plenty mad. Look, look, he go in. See, door fell in place. We have catch jungle men.
The giant orang struggled for several minutes. Then philosophy took over. After all, he was hungry. And there in the cage was food. He reached for the bananas and started eating. Months later, at the exposition, my giant orangutan was on display. And a visitor asked...
Mr. Buck, how did you catch this orangutan?
Well, in Sumatra, orangutan means jungle man. Ask your wife, sir. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Killers of the jungle. A fight to the death with a crocodile. A mad elephant on a rampage. A battle royal between a 30-foot python and a tiger. See? Bang, I'm back alive. RKO Radio Pictures has presented A Jungle Adventure of Frank Buck. In this series of original radio dramas, all characters are impersonated. See and hear Frank Buck in person in his great wild animal picture, the original Bring 'Em Back Alive. Filmed in the depths of the Malayan jungle, the only wild animal picture which can never be duplicated, Bring 'Em Back Alive is authentic, thrilling, packed with action, danger, suspense. It's a picture for every member of the family, an exciting experience in motion picture entertainment. See the most ferocious jungle killers in their native haunts. See? Bring 'Em Back Alive. It's another great RKO radio picture.
Friends, as you could plainly hear, that was a rather short episode. It seems that the Bring 'Em Back Alive series were released in 15-minute long offerings. I have also had a deuce of a time trying to find any information on those who performed on the show. Of the short-lived radio series, I have only been able to locate two surviving episodes, Giant Jungle Man, as well as the Ghost Tiger of Songhai. In fact, this very episode is thanks to The Retroist, who located it in the Retroist Vault archives. So we owe a big thanks to him for that. In addition to Karen of the Between the Pages blog for requesting we cover this series, after she read that Retroist post I was talking about earlier. While I wasn't able to find much on the Bring 'Em Back Alive radio series, I can tell you that Frank Buck did okay by himself. All in all, he co-wrote 7 more books. He even had comic books created based on his exploits. Why, in 1949, he appeared with Abbott and Costello in Africa Screams.
Look out there, fellow. There's a trap right there in front of you.
A trap? Thanks, Ranger. Hey, my name is Buzz Johnson. I'm looking for a little chubby guy by the name of Stanley Livingston. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't. My name is Frank Buck.
Frank Buck? Well, I'm certainly glad to know you.
I'm glad to see you. I'm looking for a great big guy called Orangutan Gargantua. Have you seen him?
Oh, no.
Well, I just built this trap for him. Come on, you better get away from this trap.
I think we better.
Matter of fact, I've got traps all around here set for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Buzz! Trap! Trap! Wait! Hold on! Hey!
Is he ferocious?
Well, we don't know.
Oh. It's Stanley. Stanley, where have you been? I've searched this jungle all night long for you.
Last night I want to take that shot.
There's no time for clowning.
follow.
Now, listen, what are you trying to do? Make a monkey out of yourself?
That's it.
All the extra work you did for my men here.
Listen, are you the guy that dug this hole?
Yes, I am.
The least you could have done was put a red lantern here. I'm going to report you to the African League for better road improvement. I certainly am.
Take it easy.
What are you trying to build anyway, a trap?
Yeah, it's a trap.
You're doing it all wrong.
What do you mean I'm doing it all wrong?
This guy don't know from nothing about building the trap. I showed Frank Buck how to build all his traps, every one of them. He listens to me.
And friends, I think that about brings us to the end of this Retro Radio Memories episode. I look forward to bringing you another example of the Golden Age of Radio soon. Very soon, actually. Like, next week. With our next episode, we will travel from the jungles of Sumatra to Dunwich, Massachusetts, for The Dunwich Horror. The music you hear at the beginning and ending of our podcast was graciously provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him at peachy@retroist.com. Until then, if you wish to contact me, you may do so at vicsage@retroist.com. You know, of course, that the show is available on iTunes, and it would be awesome if you could take a moment and give us a great rating and leave a comment. It really helps to find new listeners. Of course, I want to thank The Retroist for being kind enough to host this podcast, as well as for nearly 8 years now, giving me a spot to share my love of all things retro. When you have a need for all things retro, and we all do, hop on over to theretroist.com. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories Podcast is off the air. This has been a Retroist production. Thank you for listening, and have a better one. Goodbye.